You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Game day, Browns and Bills tonight at 8 o'clock. And if we've told you once, if we've told you twice, if we told you three times, Matt, tell them what they can do at 7 o'clock.
7 p.m. WEWS, building the Browns. A great, insightful look at how this roster is made up to become your Cleveland Browns.
And some fun stuff from Rochester, from the joint practices between the Browns and the Bills as well there. And then at 7:30, the pregame show, myself and Andy Baskin getting you ready for the Browns and the Bills tonight. 216-578-0850, last way to get on board with us. But now let's go to the hotline and bring in the Gribbs. Gribbs, what's up, bro?
What's going on, guys?
Senior staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, Andrew Gribble, our guest at this time. And Gribbs, we know that this is the walking wounded going into this game, but one place where both teams seem to be at full strength, Browns offensive line, Bills defensive line, is that the matchup that you are most looking forward to seeing here tonight?
Yeah, and I think that you just said it right there. It's where these teams are actually healthy going into this game. You know, the Browns secondary, I have no idea how many guys they're going to have available tonight, but they're in a position where they could be starting Kendall James, an undrafted guy that the coaches really like, but they're bringing him in. And then the Bills' wide receivers are a little bit banged up. You don't know if Sammy Watkins is going to play. Their running backs are obviously banged up. So this is a good opportunity to see what improvements the Browns have made from week one to week two, and really the improvements from what we saw in Pittsburgh, in New York, the first couple of days to game time. Because, seeing what the Browns have from a running game standpoint is a little bit tougher than the passing game in a practice setting, because you can count maybe on a couple of hands how many truly live plays running-wise we've seen in practice really for the first few weeks. And that's what, you know, that's what made the first preseason game a little bit concerning, because the running game really never got going. But again, at the same time, you really only had the first team offensive line out there for two series, and you were without Joe Thomas to begin with. So if Joe Thomas is back tonight, and then these running backs are maybe in better position to go on these more established drives, we might be able to kind of panic that may have incited among fans, because we just haven't seen this running game develop on a team that says it's going to run the ball a lot.
Andrew, we've last segment we gave our individuals that have that stock is up, and also those players that need to step up. So I ask you, whose stock is up for you in your eyes, and who needs to step up tonight?
Well, you know, I think up until the last practice where he had a few drops, it was Travis Benjamin, but his stock has been up for the last few weeks. So he's a guy that has played really well and gotten in good position. Another guy's stock that I think is up is going to be, you know, this is an easy answer, but, you know, Danny Shelton. His stock continues to rise, and you know the viral video that we helped produce in the second day in Pittsburgh has really kind of put him on the map even more than he already was. And you know, this is a big time matchup where, you know, I think the Bills want to come into this game after seeing maybe that video go viral and maybe wanting to teach this rookie a lesson if they can. So he'll have kind of the spotlight on him, and I'm sure ESPN will talk about him a lot throughout the first half when he's in the game. And then for guys that maybe need to step up, I think a player like a Rob Housler at tight end, you know, I think he's had a few better practices lately, but EJ Bibbs again has just been so consistent and has garnered so much praise from the coaches that Rob Housler is kind of getting lost in the shuffle when it comes to us people in media talking about him out there on the field. Another easy one is both running backs. I don't think either of the running backs, Isaiah Crowell or Terrence West, have really even kind of solidified what kind of role they could maybe even be counted on for this year. It's just been so hard to tell. I saw Crowell take a lot of first-team reps in Pittsburgh, but I don't know if that says anything in this. This competition is wide open.
Gribbs, who are some of the under-the-radar guys that you're going to be keeping an eye on in, you know, the second half and maybe even in the secondary? It could be as early as the first snap of the game with all the injuries there.
Well, yeah, no, I completely agree, and I think that Kendall James is going to be a guy that could potentially start because of the injuries to Justin Gilbert, Pierre Desir, Joe Hayden, Kaywan Williams. I think Kendall James is in a position where he could play almost the entire game because of that situation at DB. Charles Gaines as well the sixth round pick out of Louisville. You know, he was maybe pegged as a potential nickel cornerback behind K'Wan Williams, but he's going to have to be in a position where he's going to have to play some traditional corner as well. And I'll stick on the defense with the second half as well, and a player like Dylan Wynn, who's really been impressive throughout the preseason, kind of has those play like a Brown attributes that these coaches love. Is always the first guy on the field, and he's really good at making plays. So those are three guys on defense I'll be looking at. On offense, it's really going to be hard to tell in the game, but I think that the competition is wide open for that, maybe that last offensive line spot going into this game. A guy like Michael Bowie, Andrew McDonald will be back on the field after having a concussion last week. So there's going to be plenty of competition all across the field, and that's why, you know, fans like to tune out during the second half, but these are the halves where maybe the final members of that 53 are making their auditions.
All right, we're going to take some calls while we got you here. Gribbs, let's go to Mike in Columbus. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, Terrell Pryor, my prediction is they're going to hide him on the IR. They're going to hide him on an injury reserve. There's no way he'll be able to learn that position in 4 weeks. I think he's got a hammy injury, and they're just going to put him on the injured reserve.
If they were going to go that route, the more logical would be to put him on the PUP list, physically unable to perform. Now, the issue with that is, when you're on IR, when you're on the physically unable to perform list, you can't practice. So it doesn't help you learn the position in any way, shape, or form. I think if Terrell Pryor is going to make it, the most likely scenario is he makes the 53. He's not up on the game day lineup, and he's basically kind of practice squatting but on the team because he doesn't have practice squad eligibility.
Okay, so even on the IR, yeah, and you cannot practice.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
And I'll chime in there. I think this thing with Terrell Pryor is he needs to play, and I think he's going to be he's missed the first two preseason games in all likelihood. He'll need to be impressive in maybe that third or fourth preseason game, kind of a la Isaiah Crowell, what he was able to do last year. There's just so much competition in that wide receiver room, and so many guys who have stepped up, like a Josh Lenz, Darius Jennings, even Shane Wynn has been making a ton of catches. So there aren't many openings in that wide receiver room, and not being on the field is just really hurting them right now.
Now with, again, the dress rehearsal that is the third game, which will be at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, does Terrell Pryor get reps with the ones if he is in fact healthy to see what he's got, or get all the run in the fourth game versus the Bears?
That's a tough question. I would think, you know, Joker Phillips has done a lot of rotating in with the first team with a lot of his wide receivers. I think, you know, when I look back at what we saw in Pittsburgh, I saw Vince Maley out there a lot with the ones, even though you really wouldn't classify him as a first-team wide receiver right now. Maybe some of that depends on if you get Dwayne Bowe back for that game as well. That's another player that's been out for a while, and it would create some openings. So I would think you might rotate him in there with the ones to see what he's made of, but I would think still the majority of his snaps would come with that kind of that second and third team group because of all the guys in front of him who have been playing so well and kind of merited those snaps.
And listen, Dwayne Bowe hopefully will be back for that third preseason game. He needs as many reps as possible. You got to get the guys who are going to be playing on Sundays reps together to get that timing down in live game situations. So I don't know if Terrell Pryor is going to be able to get many of those reps. All right, Gribbs, we appreciate you joining us. Looking forward to your great coverage tonight at ClevelandBrowns.com. And, of course, the Browns mobile app as you guys continue to put out the best information around about this football team. You guys are prolific in your pontifications with the written word at ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. So we thank you for all that, and I'll see you at the stadium a little bit later.
All right, sounds good. See you guys later.
All right, the Gribbs there.
Great close right there.
Thank you. Thank you.
He can walk away with his head held high after that.
He can, yeah.
He's ready for tonight now.
I'm fired up for tonight. I want to see some fireworks. I want the Browns to run the football with their first team. I want to see running success with it. And even if there isn't success initially, stick with it.
Completions, first downs. That's what I want to see.
Hush downs.
Pressure on the quarterback.
And I can't wait to see Danny Shelton get out there and do his thing.
Yeah, throw Tyrod Taylor to the ground like a little boy. That's what I want to see.
I'm bummed that LeSean McCoy is not going to be there. Because I thought that was important for our run defense. Because what did the run defense have a tough time doing? They had a tough time
setting
the edge. And LeSean McCoy will bounce one out and he'll punish you.
He will.
All right, stay tuned for the Golden Boys. They're up next. And then you got the preview on the radio network coming up. Lots of stuff. Don't forget, Building the Browns, 7 o'clock tonight, WEWS News Channel 5, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock on ESPN National Television for the Browns and the Bills tonight. We'll be back breaking the gown the game tomorrow. For Matt Fontana and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Go Browns!
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.